We were reading in this chapter, we had started the chapter, that as a person grows older and comes towards the end of his life, he should engage more in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And that there is no retirement in Islam. That now we have done so much and made namazes, now we retire. There is no retirement, that will be in the qabr. Till maut hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. We must make effort, and in fact we must, as we come more later in our life, we must intensify our effort, not make it less. So that is a great encouragement. And just with it, we read the one ayat of the Quran with regard to further an explanation is given. Life and time are assets that need to be utilized efficiently. Our whole life, not wait till we become old and then we correct ourselves and start preparing. Nobody knows when he's going to die. And in any case, Allah's command is all the time. Not only when we get old, then we turn to Allah, but all the time. And the ibadat of the youth is most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. So a person should engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And life which Allah has given to us is not for us to decide and for us to do what we want to. Allah gave us life and He has ordained for us what we should do. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ This life Allah has given us is for His ibadat. And the time also is not ours. Allah has given us our time. And whatever we have got, our bodies, our health, whatever we have got is all given by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given it for a purpose, and that is to make His ibadat, and we should not delay in that. Particularly towards the end of one's life. And in any case, a person should not fall back, that at least to the end of his life, the whole world is an open lesson for him to take lessons. And if a person didn't take lessons and still he doesn't prepare, if he doesn't pay heed to Quran Sharif and Hadith, to the bayans and advices of the ulama, of all other things, life itself explains very clearly that life is not something to work for just for this dunya, but there is a much more, my greater goal and object of life, and that is the akhirat. Life is not to please the people, but to please the Creator, to please Allah Ta'ala. By experience, a person should have gained that. If not from anything else, then at least from experience. One who reaches old age should focus his attention towards the year after by doing good deeds. And the real assets for akhirat are our good deeds. And also we must not forget that more valuable than good deeds are sifat qualities. Namaz, roza, zakat are all very valuable. But iman and patience and sabr, all the qualities, those are much more greater. And they are with a person all the time, 24 hours. Namaz is only for the duration of while we make namaz. Roza is only for the duration while we keep roza. But iman is 24 hours with a person. So we must not make forget to make effort on the qualities also. Nisbat with Allah, connection with Allah Ta'ala. To surrender to Allah Ta'ala. That must be with us also, and that must be 24 hours. Old age is the final stage and termination of a person's life. And how a person will live his life, like that his old age will come. It's very seldom that a person lives a complete wrong life and in old age he changes. It does happen, but it's seldom. Otherwise, how a person lives his young age, like that in his old age also. But only now it is camouflaged. Because now he's weak now, he can't do the things he was doing when he was young, but still it is in his heart. And those things he still cherished. Old people are still mad about sports and soccer and about the Western way of life. They live their life like that, even in old age they are like that. Many smokers, for example, smoke right to the end. Otherwise, others do give it up because of the terrible effects it has now, their coughing, their lungs, etc. They give it up, but there are those who don't give it up right till the end. So it does not mean that we can live our life as we want to, and we think when we become old, then we'll change ourselves. In most cases, it does not happen. When Allah's fadl happens, that's a complete different thing. Old age is the final stage and termination of a person's life. Hence, if this time is used in worship and obedience, there is hope of a good ending. And the main thing, the focus is how a person's ending will come. Al-ibratu bil-khawateen. And that is how usually how a person lives his life, like that his old age comes. And his old age goes in goodness, then inshallah his end is also in goodness. But if we live recklessly while we are young, and we feel we can do and we'll change later, sofa, procrastination, later in life I'll see to this, later in life I'll see to this, now while I'm youngster, let me do what I want to, let me live as I want to, and later in life I'll correct myself, it does not happen like that. So a person must not be fooled by this dunya. He should realize that he has to prepare and tamutun kama tahyun. You will die as you are living your life. Watuhsharun kama tamutun. And you'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, how your maut came. So it just depends. The ending is the most important, but the ending is dependent on all what is before that. A student feels that my whole object is to pass my final exams. And he says, the whole day, whole year, I can do what I want to. I won't study, I won't attend classes, I won't do homework. I just have to pass the exams at the end of the year. Such a student will almost definitely fail. But a student who works the whole year, attends classes properly, does his homework properly, it is hoped that he will pass easily. So we must not be fooled that the end is the most important. Undoubtedly it is. But we don't make any preparation all along in our life, and we just wish that our end will come good. To have hope in Allah is a great thing. But just a mere hope, ulama have explained also, that ummid and hope in the mercy of Allah does not mean that a person does all the wrong things and he says Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. And he says Allah will give me a good ending. When a person has hope, then he works in that direction also. If a person were for some application of anything, he doesn't fill in the application form or anything. He says, I got hope, I will get it. That hope is a false hope. When he makes all the preparation for it, the proper application, etc., all the supporting documents, everything he does, then he says, I've got hope, I will get my work done. That is now proper hope. So with Allah also, the true hope in Allah is that we do all what we have to do. And there is no doubt that the end is the most important, but we must not be fooled that we can live our lives as we want to, and just towards the end we will change. That is topsy-turvy thinking, logic. That's not the correct way of thinking. When we want the end to be good, we have to start now. And also, we don't know how long we are going to live. Sometimes a person, hale and healthy, one accident, one bullet shot, well, anything just comes and a person passes away while he's young also. So there is no guarantee that we're going to live till old age and then we're going to change our lives. And the eternal life of the Akhirah is eternal, forever and ever. The short life of this dunya, Allah has given it to prepare for the Akhirah, and we should not delay in this. In one beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains five things that a person thinks when that the hadith says, are you waiting for old age, then you're going to do good action. Are you waiting for maut, and after maut you're going to do good action. Don't waste time, start immediately. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله